All right. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. This is Psalm 100. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we can gather around your word. We can meet here freely. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us and the many things that we have in our life that you have given us without even asking. Lord, I pray you just be with me tonight. Calm my spirit. Give me the thoughts that you would want me to say. Give me the right words to say, Lord. And just thank you for the time that I can do this. And pray you just be with these people. Help me to say something that would help somebody, and just to bring glory to you, Lord. And thank you for loving us and all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I want to kind of focus in on we're coming into this time of the year where we know known as Thanksgiving, and this struck me probably about a month back thinking about different things, and I think we all as Christians lack in being thankful. I know myself, I do, and. So I can only assume other people do. You know, we're going to all of us in here mostly will be meeting with family around Thanksgiving. And I know that some of the families, we get together and they'll go around and say, well, what are you thankful for? And you could probably go to your job place and you could start asking people what they're thankful for. And they may say, well, I'm thankful to that I have good health, or I'm thankful to have a job or the ability to work, thankful to live in this country. You know, they may say stuff like that, but us as Christians, we should be able to go beyond that. And yes, all that stuff is good. It's great to have a job. It's of the Lord to give us, that gives us the ability to work every day, the mind to think with and to do the things at our job. Thankful for a good family. That's a church family, our personal families, and things like that, good health. And but as Christians, I think there's so much that we need more that we can focus on to be thankful for. And tonight I just kind of want to talk about a few different things. It's going to be kind of simple in my mind, but hopefully you guys can give you a little something just to think about as we go through this time of the year. We like, you know, it's that time where I like to have some pie with my Ready Whip, you know, and or so, you know, you know what I'm saying? We a lot of food, a lot of eating, time of family, coming in, you know, Christmas time, Thanksgiving, and stuff like that. And if you get the opportunity to somebody, if you're at lost family and they go, what are you thankful for? To me, that's almost an open door to get to witness to them. And you can do that by saying what you're thankful for. And for me, for the most important thing is I would start off with saying is I'm thankful for my salvation. Thankful for a God that willingly came to this earth to die for us. He laid himself down on the cross, put his arms out, didn't resist anything. Let the soldiers pound the nails through his wrists. And he did that for me. He did that for you. He bore our sins in his body. And just mine alone, what a burden that is to him. And I can't imagine what the whole world of all of mankind, past, present, and future, what the burden that it is. And then the understanding, given me the understanding to understand what God did for me. That's something to be thankful for. Thankful for the Word of God. He preserved these words for us to all generations so that we can live by them and learn from them. As Christians, we can be thankful for a good pastor. I know he doesn't get the credit he deserves. That man puts in a lot for us. He cares deeply for us. And he needs to be thanked. And dealing with people, there's so many different personalities in this room and certain people clash with certain people because of personalities and this and that. And as a leader, you have to be able to decipher all that out. And the amount of stress that can take on somebody. And that's only by the grace of God that's allowed him to be able to decipher all that up. And that is something to be thankful for. Another thing to be thankful for is the Lord forgiven us. Once we're saved, we keep sinning. And he keeps forgiving us. I don't know how else to say it, but that's the mercy of the Lord. It's just something to be thankful for. Now, something to be thankful for is answered prayers. I know. You know, we pray for things and things get answered, but I don't think we're thankful. Because we want, a lot of times we're praying for something that we want and we get it, but then we just move on and we don't stop and set back and be thankful for it. For example, I was just out visiting some friends for a week, and they own a farm, a ranch. And for years, they struggled to. The farm was costing more than it was making, and it was down to the point where the bank was not going to borrow them any more money. And they started praying. The wife started praying and asking God to help them. And as time went on, he's an auctioneer, and the auction business took off. And it was busy and busy and busy. And she was like, why are we so busy? Why are we so busy? And just getting frustrated. And about 20 years later, she took a step back and she said, hold on a minute. All these years I've been asking the Lord to help us. And he helped us. She goes, I need to stop complaining and start thanking God for how he's answered our prayers. And something like that, we get so focused on ourselves in the now that we forget to step back and look at the big picture. And if we can keep our priorities straight, and we can and look for those prayers that we're praying and asking God to help us, and if we can keep our focus on that, and when God does help us, we need to thank him for it. You may be a young adult or a kid in here, and you think, well, what do I got to be thankful for? Well, you got everything to be thankful for. I can speak from experience that I don't know where to start as far as being thankful, but I was thankful that I was born in this country. I was born into a Christian home where I had parents, I have parents that love me, and they cared enough about me to share the gospel with me. They care enough about me and my family to be an example. And I don't give them the thanks and the credit they deserve. And as us youth in here, we have so much to be thankful for. In my job, I see I'm in and out of people's homes all day, every day, and I see so many situations where there's 2 and 3 year olds running around in a diaper, and there's caked on food stacked on the counter, dishes piled up to the bottom of the cupboards, food left in pans on the stove, bugs flying around in the house, and the parents are doing something on the TV. They could care less about the kids. The kids are a nuisance to them. And I thank God that I was born into a family that cared for me. And my heart goes out to those kids because they didn't ask for that. And I pray God has mercy on them. But, unfortunately, they grow up in that situation. They think that's normal. So, I kind of found a verse to go along with that, and it was 2 Timothy 1:3. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Us kids, we're born with a pure conscience. We have no excuse to grow up and to make our conscience dirty. We have good godly parents. They care about us. They do the best that they know how to raise us, to love the Lord, and to do what's right. As we grow, it's our duty to build on the foundation that has been set up. I could go on more about that, but there's so much. There's so much there to be thankful for. We heard a couple sermon on Saul last couple weeks, and I got thinking about that and the comparison between Saul and David. In Saul's life, had he been more thankful, where would his life have been? And you look at David. David's sin, we know his faults. Look at how many psalms he wrote on thankfulness. His heart was right about being thankful. And look at he was a man after God's own heart. Saul, on the other hand, we know his story. Are we so caught up with ourselves that we don't see what the Lord's doing in our lives? We need to be conscious and always be thankful to Him. And when we are given thanks, how is the condition of our heart? Do we really mean it? Or are we just saying it in passing? Are we saying it kind of like how the story with the 10 lepers that was preached on a couple weeks ago too? And I took out of that, it just hit me, it never was talked about, but it hit me that, there was 10 lepers. And we know that one turned back. So I'm like, oh, that means 1 out of 10 Christians is gonna turn back and actually thank God. If you just look at it like that and say, oh, that means 90% are not going to be thankful. And maybe I'm not seeing it right or whatnot, but just from a quick glance like that, that's what popped out at me. And are you that 90%? And I'm still trying to work through a little bit of this about, you know, the faith and being made whole and that. But he cleansed all those ten. He cleansed all ten. But that one that turned back, he was made whole. Now, I think we can go down a different road about that. But faith has something to do with being thankful as well. And if being completely, I think being made whole is a little more than just being cleansed. I can be cleansed over something, but if I'm not completely, if I don't have faith that God did it, I still may be cleansed, but I may not be completely made whole on the inside. So I mean, I might have something more there to work out, but so that's kind of that was what struck out with me at the 10 lepers, as far as one out of 10 people are going to be thankful for what God's done in their lives. And you know, I'm sure that the other 9 were like, yeah, thanks. You know, they may have said thanks, they may have said okay, thank you, and then they just kept on going. But the one person took time to turn around and to truly thank him. And out of that, he was made whole. I think the Lord did something extra for him. I ran into this a while back when I was reading, and it just jumped out at me at the page, and Daniel mentioned it this morning. I thought, uh-oh. But he didn't do anything with it other than what he said, so... Lamentations 3, if we just want to turn over real quick. Lamentations 3, verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And I looked at that and I'm like, every day, his mercies are made new. Every morning, it's a new start every morning. And I thought about that, and I'm like, if my dad was mad at me and was mad at me the next day, and what I did to make him mad, I can't even imagine how mad the Lord is at us each and every day. But he's so merciful that he kind of just puts it over there and says, all right, we got a new day. How are we going to do it? And if we're back over here, all right. Eventually we're going to get, like Todd said this morning, eventually we're going to get spanked pretty good. But he's still merciful. And if you're at a lost family gathering and they go, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for the Lord not taking my life every day, because I deserve it. And they'll be like, what? Well, then you explain it to them. Why? Why do you think that way? Well, since you asked, this is why. So... that, you know, and then I kind of tie in with that a little bit about let not the sun go down upon your wrath, and trying to start a new day, every day new, a new day, fresh. And I know sometimes it's hard, but if the Lord can do it, we should strive to do that. What happened to the rest of my notes? But so I guess the thing I was trying to put across was just about being thankful, just trying to just think about that as we're going through this time of the year. You're going to hear a lot about Thanksgiving. You're going to hear a lot about, well, I'm thankful for this, I'm thankful for that, and all those things are fine. But us as Christians, we should strive to be thankful for so much more, and try to, each life in here is different. We all have different things that we can be thankful for, and try to focus on those things, and it may help us see what the Lord is doing in our lives if we just kind of step back. We've asked the Lord for certain things. He has us going down this road. We don't know why. We're busy. We're frustrated. But then just take a step back and say, I see what you're doing, Lord. Thank you. I asked for it. Why shouldn't I be thankful for it? And look at David's life and just the things that he was thankful for. And there's so much stuff that in there that you can pull out of it. And think of Saul and how much better Saul could have been if he maybe had just been more thankful instead of trying to be envious of what God's doing for David. Be thankful for what God, he could be thankful for what God did for himself. And kids, be thankful for a home with godly parents. I can't stress that enough. And it's so important nowadays because there's so many things that can pull us away from us as kids that can pull us away from that. They don't want us to be a family anymore. They want us all to be consumed with electronics and just different things in life. And we need to be, if your parents are on you for that and they've taken it away, be thankful because they know what's best. And I'm sorry I don't have anything else, but I guess just in that aspect, let's be thankful, and I don't know what else to tell you. Sorry. I had so much more, but it's hard to, all right, well, let's sing and get you out of here.